the bias and constructed a cleanly sculpted gown with a high neck and bare arms. At mid-thigh, he'd slashed the skirt in a long diagonal to the opposite ankle, then filled in the space with a waterfall flounce of the thinnest black point d'esprit. He'd teased her about the flounce, saying he'd been forced to design it as camouflage for her size 10 feet. Heads began to turn, and she saw the exact instant when the crowd's curiosity changed to recognition. She slowly let out her breath. A hush fell over the gallery. A bearded photographer turned his Hasselblad from the French actress to Fleur and caught the picture that would take up the entire front page of the next morning's Women's Wear Daily. Across the room, Adelaide Abrams, New York's most widely read gossip columnist, squinted toward the arched doorway. It couldn't be. Had the real Fleur Savigar finally been flushed out? Adelaide took a quick step forward and bumped into a multimillionaire real estate developer. She glanced wildly about for her own photographer, only to see that Nofka from Harper's Bazaar already bearing down. Adelaide plunged past two startled socialites and, like Secretariat going for the Triple Crown, made the final dash to Fleur's